Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Mike's Minute. Today I'm going to take a trip down memory lane with a nostalgic look at Columbia. People love to reminisce and talk about how things used to be, often quite fondly. My family moved to Howard County in 1979 when I was a teenager, and I certainly have fond memories of what life was like then. I remember seeing Lake Kittamakundi for the first time, and I thought, what a cool place. And for some reason, I associate a lot of my personal timeline with food. I remember the Sir Walter Raleigh Inn, my favorite restaurant on Route 40 in the Normandy area. A lot of my friends worked there. But the most I remember is pizza. Not at Sir Walter Raleigh Inn, at other places. There was Barry's in the mall. They had a deep dish lasagna pizza that was out of this world. I could only handle a slice, maybe a slice and a half. It was really heavy, but really like a pie. Then it became a Beefsteak Charlie's, which was fun. It was right across from Bun Penny, who had an awesome brisket and cheddar melt sandwich. Man, I miss that. There was Columbo's, a family-owned pizza place. I think they had two locations, but they had my favorite pizza, and it was actually a fun hangout. There was the Big Cheese in Wild Lake, and Veneri's Pizza at Oakland Mills. I used to walk there after school. Even Pizza Hut had Thick and Chewy back then. And it got replaced by the Pan Pizza. And they brought back hand-tossed, but it just doesn't come close. It's kind of like Coca-Cola with high fructose corn syrup. I miss the sugar. I miss the taste. When I listen to people talk about the good old days, I often wonder how much of the bad old days have been filtered out. Yeah, Howard County wasn't nearly as crowded. I remember all the traffic lights on 29 and the stop signs. There were less people, but trust me, 29 is much quicker and much more efficient today. There were open smoking areas everywhere, the mall, the restaurants. Who doesn't remember the complete disregard of physics and invisible barriers for smoking areas? That was genius. Back in the 70s, open container laws were just coming about. Not only could you drink before you drove, in many counties, you could drink while you were driving. Then they put in some laws and the driver couldn't, but the passengers still could. Then people finally sensed up. And as ridiculous as all that sounds, today no texting laws are going on the books because people have to be taught the obvious again. When we first moved here, the center for me was Meriwether Post Pavilion. It was here well before the neighborhoods that popped up around it, and with them, calm, the citizens against loud music at Meriwether. I equated that to moving into Symphony Woods and demanding less tree pollen. You used to be able to purchase subscriptions based on musical genre, usually about 5 shows per subscription. My best friend Victor had 2 of them, and he had had them for so long. One was Orchestra Pit. It was like second row in front of the stage. And the other one was like row 12 in the pavilion. I saw tons of incredible acts there. Steve Martin on his stand-up tour. The original Blues Brothers with John Belushi. Styx, Heart, Cheap Trick, yada, yada, yada. Not a fan, but even the Grateful Dead performed there. What I really like in Howard County, though, is the feel, the vibe. For me, at least, it hasn't changed. I drive down the same streets I did as a teenager, probably to slower speed, and I'm closer to 50. And I love the feel for Columbia and the county. The best part for me since I've moved here has always been the people. Absolute diversity before it became an HR feel-good buzzword. And tree-lined streets. This place is beautiful every season, but especially in the spring. You see it now. So my advice, remember the past, but don't live there. There was plenty good. They're called memories and become part of your personal storybook. But there was plenty not so good, but something to learn from. And letting go of that is called healing. But you don't forget. Back in the 70s, women made about 59 cents to the dollar of a man. And today? Well, even at 77 cents, sounds like we need some help in defining the obvious again. But what do you remember? Good stuff, not so good? Let us know in the comments. I think I want some pizza and a time machine, but just for the weekend. Ciao.